here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. And today we're going to have a little bit of a chat about how food is more than just fuel. And this is spiked by our family dinner last night where I cooked pork belly, and I thought this would be a good conversation to have with my people. So before we kick off, I'm going to share some insights around this topic. I'm just going to remind you that the waitlist for my Thrive program is currently up and running, and that is the place to be if you want to join my program, which kicks off in June. That is the next time I run it. So I only run this 3 times a year, and this is how I teach you how to master your nutrition and lifestyle so you can thrive at this stage of your life. I just love this chapter. I feel like it is my best chapter yet. So I am blessed and privileged to be able to share this information and get results for so many of you. So jump on that waitlist. That is where you will stay connected. You'll get a lovely, hefty discount if you do decide to join the program. And you will also get information to my next protein challenge that I run whenever I get my act together and get that sorted. So it is definitely the place to be. So make sure you jump on that. I'll pop the link in the comments and you can grab it. Okay, let's have a chat about this, right? So the reason that I wanted to talk to you about this is because food is not just fuel. It is so much more than that. And my daughter is trying to ring me while I'm trying to talk to you. This is problematic. It is so much more than that. So last night we had a family dinner, which is the last family dinner we will be having together, our immediate family, for quite a long time, because my eldest daughter and her partner have decided to embark on an overseas trip, and they're going to be away for the rest of the year. So it was a very special dinner, and I made pork belly because that is the favorite in our house. So this is why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because if we were just talking about food for getting results with your body composition, with getting results for your training, for performance, it would probably be a lot easier, to be honest. But actually, food is so much more than that. It is social, it brings entertainment, it is fun. If you're like me, you love it, you enjoy it. It is like one of the favorite things in my day is eating food. And that is one of the things I teach, is honestly, when you find the food that makes you happy and you're excited to eat it, and it still gets you your goals along the way, that is where the magic happens. So that's what I teach on my programs. Or if you jump in and do my one-on-one, you know, if you're a one-on-one client, you learn how awesome food can taste, hit your protein goals, you're excited to eat it. That's what food should be. You should be looking forward to eating your meals, and it should satisfy you. You should be getting recovery from your training. You should be feeling full and satiated. It should taste amazing. It should keep you, you know, satisfied. It should stabilize your blood sugars. You should not have cravings, and, you know, all of these things that fall into place when you actually marry those two things together. So that is what is so important about learning how to eat properly, because then all of the things we've just been talking about, you can enjoy and still get your goals. So last night, for example, is not a meal that we would have every night of the week. It is a special occasion meal, and you can still enjoy like special occasions. Last week was our anniversary. We went out and had an incredible Japanese feast last week. It was so good. You can still enjoy special occasions and still get your goals and be on track. So this is what I teach, and this is also what I want you to know is achievable. Because I think that these days people think that, and especially if you're Generation X, you've probably tried all of the things, all of the diets. You've been there, done that. You've done the celery juice. You've done the, all of the different things we tried. And then you start actually losing faith. And then you start actually thinking you just need to eat chicken and broccoli and that's the only way it's going to work. And I'm here to tell you that's not the case. So firstly, this is like a little bit of a, let's just give you some hope and some confidence that you can get your body composition goals, you can feel amazing, you can manage your menopause symptoms, all while enjoying your food. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that you can enjoy the special occasions. Like, because you've decided that you want to, lose some belly fat or you want to grow muscle and you want to tone up, doesn't mean that then you just miss out on all of the fun stuff. You can do it at the same time, and I obviously teach you the ways on how that works and how to do that. So those are the things I wanted to kind of reiterate today, because I think that people think that yes, there's a level of restriction. However, you can make it all happen. This is what we call life, and we need to celebrate. And celebration usually includes like really good food, and things like that. So that is what I wanted to chat to you a bit about today. I hope that has kind of helped you understand a bit more about what you'll learn if you jump into the Thrive program or want to be a one-on-one client, so you can understand. One, look, because I believe education is power. So when you know better, you do better. And when you actually understand how food serves you, you can make better choices on what you're putting in your mouth to get your goals along the way. And this is the powerful thing that as a society, unfortunately, we don't get taught. And our age group, once we hit 40, we don't understand. Like, I had to learn the hard way that, my food had to change and my exercise had to change and all of these things because we don't actually get taught it. So nobody gets us ready for this midlife kind of chapter that we're in. And so we get here and we're all in a bit of a mess. And that's unfortunate. So once you know better, then you're going to do better. And then you'll get your results and your goals, and you'll be feeling great and enjoying life and having a good time along the way. As always, thanks for tuning in. And if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, comment, follow, all of those things, I would truly appreciate it. That's how other people will find this podcast, and we can help the most amount of people. That's what my goal and aspiration is, just for women to be thriving in this stage of their life. So have a beautiful rest of your day wherever you are in the world and whatever you're doing. Remember to join that wait list, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.